everybody, greetings. A few weeks back in Volume 47, I did the first installment of three about excellent, outstanding customer service. No matter what endeavor you're involved with, no matter how outstanding your skills are in a particular area, no matter how unique your selling proposition is, all things being equal, there are other people who want to do the same thing, who are doing the same thing, who are equally skilled. It is those who take customer service into their hearts and into their daily practices are the ones that set themselves apart and are the ones that find their endeavors constantly being successful. So gang, today it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you another one of those outstanding people as it relates to customer service, Brian Giese, owner and operator of Giese's Rock and Block out here in southeastern Pennsylvania. Since Brian's first project for me back in the spring of 2009, he's come back and done nearly a dozen projects for me. Patios, retaining walls, landscaping, pouring a concrete pad for a garage. Any Rock and Block project, Brian Giese is your man. Now, before giving Brian that first project, I met with four additional contractors that were equally as skilled. They had their presentation booklets showing before and after pictures of projects they'd done. They had their list of references. They talked about techniques they used and product that they would recommend. All things being equal, I met with five wonderful Rock and Block contractors. So what was the difference between Brian and the rest that led to that first project and that led to tens of thousands of dollars more worth of work over the past several years? Well, in direct selling, we used to have a saying, if you wouldn't invite them into your living room, don't invite them into your direct selling business. When it comes to Brian's outstanding customer service, he far excelled in the area of being likable. Make no mistake, people will give time and money to people that they like. Maybe it's not a popular thing to say that in order to be successful, you have to be likable. Don't make that mistake of confusing popularity with likability. They're two different things. Make no mistake that if you want your ideas heard, if you want to advance your enterprise, whatever enterprise it may be, if you want to lead and manage people, you've got to be likable. Back when I had first started with Southern Living at Home, I was taking a continuing education course on leadership and management, and one of the first things the instructor told us was the greatest indicator of happiness in someone's work is directly related to liking their boss and liking the people around them. It was even greater than the amount of money that they made or maybe a fancy office space. First and foremost, they had to like their boss and the people that they work with. Stay far away from anyone or yourself acting in a way that suggests, I don't care what other people think. I'm going to get the job done and I'm going to do it my way. As well, get rid of the notion that being likable means that you're going to be soft. You can be likable, but still be firm and frank. As a matter of fact, a big piece of being likable is knowing how to be firm and frank with people so that they see what you're doing, where you're going, the idea that you're portraying is in the best interest of everyone involved. And over the years, I've had Brian here at the Land of Hope and Dreams doing work. I've looked back and wondered, what were those things that had him turn one project into a dozen, that had him turn a few thousand dollars into tens of thousands of dollars worth of work, that in essence created the relationship where I would be proud to have Brian Giese in my living room? Here's four quick tips that I've observed. Number one, know that you're likable despite all the differences. Heck, you're going to be dealing with people of all different religious persuasions or all different philosophical persuasions. There are so many differences between people and personalities. And sometimes the world tells us that you can't like that particular person or they can't like you. Well, nonsense. You're likable despite all the differences that exist between people. Number two, smile. There are so many people going through the world today with frowns on their faces. You can make yourself immediately unique, immediately likable by simply smiling more. That one little thing that's 100% in your control to do is so simple, but yet so powerful. Smile so big, they could fit a banana through your mouth sideways. And number three, you've got to listen to number four. Learn exactly what it is they're looking for and how you can deliver exactly what they want. The bottom line in listening to learn is this. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. There was a study done back in the 70s where two people sat next to one another on an airplane and one person simply asked questions to the other person, never said anything about themselves, never made a statement, just kept asking questions about that person. Well, when they deplaned, they asked the person who did all the talking, what did you think of the person next to you? And that person said, the most wonderful person in the world, the most interesting person in the world. That's how powerful listening to learn is in the process of being likable. So remember, you're likable despite the differences. Smile, listen to learn, and Brian Giese, thanks for being all those things and more. Hey, if you need any rock or block work done in southeastern Pennsylvania, be sure to look up Brian Giese at Giese's Rock and Block. And thanks everyone for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.